This morning on WCHL, North Carolina will release its first round of scores from the new Common Core standards, with the understanding that the new method of instruction will take some time to learn. The final two names of those indicted in the UNC football scandal could be released by the end of this week. And
the Back to the Future stuff was going on. Huge success. That is where the idea came from.
UNC will unearth the time capsule from 1988 tomorrow. Those stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And in WCHL Championship Sports, Carolina prepares for homecoming in just 2 days, while the Orange High School Panthers fright fun undefeated season coming up tomorrow night.
Bryn Renner has handled his unusual career at Carolina with a lot of class.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07 at WCHL, 57 degrees in Chapel Hill, a little warmer than usual this morning. A cloudy day, 20% chance of showers in the afternoon. Our high today in the middle 60s. Cold tonight with a low down to 35. The first round of North Carolina's Common Core standard scores are scheduled to be released this morning, with the understanding that the numbers aren't looking good. Test scores were originally scheduled to be released in October, but instead the Department of Public Instruction discussed the benchmark for passing scores. State officials considered whether to lower the initial passing scores to allow a chance to ease into the new system, but instead stuck with numbers that have many worried. The new standards are designed to give the students more depth in their education. Rather than learning a large amount of topics, they are now supposed to be learning more about fewer topics. The 2012-13 school year is being thought of as a transition year, since there isn't other information with which to compare the new numbers. Stay tuned to WCHL and check with chapelboro.com for the release of the test results. The state says it expects to release those numbers at about 11 a.m. today. Chapel Hill Carborough school board members will discuss overcrowding at Glenwood Elementary when the board meets tonight. The popularity of the school's Mandarin dual language program, along with greater than expected growth in the attendance zones, means school officials will need to consider what to do to alleviate overcrowding. Administrators say the school board should discuss spot redistricting, as well as the possibility of creating a Spanish and Mandarin dual language magnet at one of the district's other elementary schools. The board will also discuss a plan to ask the General Assembly for local control of what goes on a student transcript. Currently, the inclusion of class rank in a transcript is mandated by the state, but school officials say pressure to maintain high rankings is causing students undue stress, as universities and colleges are increasingly looking to other measures of academic achievement. The school board meeting starts at 7 o'clock tonight. The meeting has been relocated to the Smith Middle School Auditorium on Sewell School Road. Orange and Chatham County's District Attorney Jim Woodall says the final two indictments in the Unified Athlete Agents Act case could be unsealed by the end of this week. Three people have already been charged with the nation's first charges pertaining to the Unified Athlete Agents Act, including UNC tutor Jennifer Wiley Thompson and Georgia-based real estate agent Patrick Jones and sports agent Terry Watson. Watson faces 13 felony counts in violation of the UAAA and one count of obstruction of justice, according to court documents unsealed early last month. Jones is thought to have been a runner for Watson, while charges against Jennifer Wiley Thompson focus on money, plane tickets, and hotel rooms she allegedly passed on from Watson to former Carolina football player Greg Little. To see the full stories about Watson, Jones, and Thompson, you can view this story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Two incumbents and two challengers emerged victorious on Tuesday night in the race for the Chapel Hill Town Council. WCHL's Rachel Nass spoke with other council hopefuls who didn't win to see what their plans are in the coming years.
I won't be no longer involved with Chapel Hill Town politics. I'm officially resigning from it. I'm going to be the 98% that couldn't care less about Chapel. I'm becoming one of that percentage.
That's Gary Kahn. The Southern Village resident was frank about his disappointment over the loss. Kahn came in last place out of 9 candidates with just more than 1.2% of the votes.
I'd like to thank the 210 people who voted for me. I probably know at least 6 of them. Too bad I didn't get the financial support that I wanted.
Incumbents Sally Green and Ed Harrison were reelected, with George Cianciolo and Maria Palmer claiming the two open seats. Lauren Hintz, who came in sixth place with about 8.5% of the votes, joined Kahn and many other council candidates at Vinla's Curry Blossom Cafe Tuesday night to watch the poll results roll in.
Well, I'm disappointed I didn't win. I had hopes. I've enjoyed a lot of people telling me I should run in 2 years, and also I talked to a lot of people who supported me and appreciate that.
As past chair of the Transportation Board and involvement with numerous other boards, Hintz has been active in town politics. He said he hoped the council would continue its efforts in youth outreach and also work to maintain the environmental protection provisions in the town's land use management ordinance. And as to whether he would run again,
I don't know. I mean, it would probably depend upon how many incumbents run for re-election. That's probably the biggest issue, is how many incumbents are going to run for re-election, because it makes a big difference.
To see the full rundown of election results from the various races in Orange County, you can check out the Election Central page on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
The current Chapel Hill Town Council is pondering a plan to renovate two-thirds of Town Hall in addition to repairing damage from this summer's flooding. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Flooding on June 30th caused major damage to the first floor of Chapel Hill Town Hall, and repairs could keep much of the building closed until next summer. But Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt and Town Manager Roger Stansel are encouraging the council to consider this as an opportunity instead of a crisis. They're asking the council to rethink the layout of town offices with an eye towards expediting the permitting and review process. The price to rebuild the flooded business offices and council chamber would be approximately $249,000. But Kleinschmidt says that for just $400,000 more, the town could create a user-friendly permitting center on the ground floor that would make it easier for developers and homeowners to get projects reviewed by town staffers. The council has a long-term plan for $4.2 million worth of renovations to Town Hall. But officials say that plan is unfunded and not high on the town's list of priorities. However, Business Management Director Ken Penoyer says spending an extra $400,000 now could indefinitely delay the need for large-scale renovations. Some of the council say they want more information before committing the extra money, especially as the remodeling plan does not currently include the cost of stormwater infrastructure improvements to make sure the flooding doesn't happen again. The council's waiting on a report from Public Works detailing the causes of this summer's flooding before making any final decisions. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Newly appointed State House Representative Greg Meyer will take his oath of office later today. State Senator Valerie Fouché, the last to hold the position, will swear him in. Meyer takes Fouché's place representing House District 50, which covers most of rural Orange and northern Durham counties. He was appointed by a committee of Democratic Party officials in October. Fouché herself went through a similar process when she was appointed in September to fill the North Carolina Senate District 23 seat, left vacant by the resignation of Ellie Kinnaird. Meyer's swearing-in ceremony will take place today at 6:30 p.m. at the historic courthouse in Hillsboro. WCHL's Rachel Nash plans to be there to speak with Greg Meyer. You can tune in to the Friday morning news tomorrow for a full recap. A time capsule being unveiled at UNC. That story and more coming up on WCHL. It's 7:14. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by Carolina Football. Win tickets to this Saturday's homecoming game against Virginia by going to WCHL's Facebook page and registering to win. It's just that easy. And don't forget to experience Tar Heel Town at Bell Tower, right next to Keenan Stadium, right before the game. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. 15501 northbound and southbound. Still seeing some delays right now between Columbia and Raleigh Road. That's NC86 and NC54. NC54 eastbound and westbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40. Also seeing some delays. And Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard heading southbound between Estes Drive and Franklin Street. Seeing some delays right now as well. Otherwise, things moving fairly smoothly. I-40 not reporting any delays. The Durham Freeway, 15501 elsewhere, and other roads elsewhere, other than the small delays we've mentioned this morning, not seeing any problems, no accidents right now. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
And thanks for keeping an eye on all that stuff
for us. Betcha.
Hopefully we can get through this morning without any major traffic problems.
We're going to try.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings, plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys, Metamot Village in Chapel Hill. It is 57 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. It's going to start to warm up soon. It's already warmer than it normally is this time of the day. Mostly cloudy skies today. 20% chance of showers in the afternoon. High today about 65. Tonight clear, much cooler, with a low all the way down to 35 degrees. And then tomorrow we're looking at sunny skies with a high in the middle 50s. Tomorrow night clear and even colder, with a low down around 30. Looking ahead for your weekend on Saturday, great day for football, sunny with a high in the upper 50s. Saturday night clear with a low in the upper 30s. And then on Sunday, another nice day, mostly sunny with a high of about 65. 717 at WCHL. It is homecoming week at Carolina. The class of 1988 is planning to do a little digging into history. WCHL's Kristen Ruffin has the story.
Inspired 25 years ago by the popular film Back to the Future, UNC's class of 1988 is going back to the past on Friday.
The Back to the Future stuff was going on, huge success. That is where the idea came from. So I started thinking about traveling back in time, and I thought, how cool would it be to have a time capsule with all the stuff from current culture and just kind of wait and see where we all are in 25 years.
UNC alumnus Eric Chilton and his classmates are unearthing their class time capsule as part of their homecoming celebration this week. Students have walked by the Time Savers marking stone in Polk Place for 50 semesters. But even through all the changes of season the university has seen since the burial, Chilton describes traditions buried that students can still identify with today.
I remember there were Daily Tar Heel newspapers in there. For me personally, I have all the tickets from every basketball, football game, and concert.
There are some things students today may have learned about in their history books.
The Space Shuttle Challenger explosion happened while we were in school. You know, all the big news events that were going on.
And some things Chilton says he may want to rebury in his past.
I have my student ID, which I'd love to see that right now. I think the cards were actually bigger to fit our hair back then.
Chilton received an outpouring of support from the community 25 years ago when he organized the project. A local welder suggested a beer keg as the best thing to use for a time capsule. And from there, the pieces fell right into place.
So I called Fowler's, and they were more than willing to donate the keg. And then a local welding company donated their services. And then I'm from Mount Airy, North Carolina, which has a huge granite quarry. So the Mount Airy Granite Quarry donated the stone and did the engraving and the polishing and everything, all that for free. And the university donated the work to put everything in place.
And Chilton is pleased to see that that Tar Heel tradition of generosity is still alive today.
It just meant a lot to me that just about everywhere I called, the answer was yes. It was not hard to get all this to happen with the community support.
The time capsule will be unearthed at 1 o'clock Friday afternoon. The artifacts will be on display in Wilson Library throughout the weekend. Kristen Ruffin, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
All 55 Democrats in the Senate and several Republicans are expected to vote yes today on a bill that will make it illegal for employers in the United States to discriminate against gay, bisexual, and transgender workers. But the Republican-led House is unlikely to even vote on the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. Speaker John Boehner argues that the legislation is not necessary and certain to create costly, frivolous lawsuits. WCHL News Time, 7:20. It's time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by UNC Healthcare. I'm Ron Stutz. North Carolina says senior quarterback Bren Renner had successful surgery on his left shoulder yesterday for an injury that will keep him out for the rest of the season. Renner had surgery on Wednesday at UNC hospitals to repair a detached labrum and broken bone suffered during last weekend's win at rival North Carolina State. The injury is to his non-throwing shoulder, but again, it is a college career-ending injury. The fifth-year senior had started all but one game with the Tar Heels since the start of the 2011 season. He closed out his career as the school's most accurate passer and ranked among the career leaders in touchdown passes, yards passing, completions, and attempts. Renner said that he would be in a sling until mid-December, and then would begin rehab work to prepare for NFL pre-draft workouts. All the best to Bren Renner, who has handled all of this with a lot of class. He will definitely be on the sidelines for Carolina on Saturday when the Tar Heels take on Virginia in the homecoming game, and will be a big help, no doubt, to UNC quarterback Marquise Williams. The Atlantic Coast Conference isn't as top-heavy as a cursory glance might indicate. Sure, there's a lot of deserved attention on Florida State, Clemson, and Miami, three very good football teams. There, the Atlantic Coast Conference's ranked teams each sits in the top 11 of the BCS standings. But there is surprising depth behind the conference's big three. The expansion-enriched depth is in the bloated middle with a group of eight teams, each no worse than one game under 500. The ACC already has six bowl-eligible teams and is moving closer to filling each of its eight bowl slots. Georgia Tech, Virginia Tech, and Duke have six wins apiece and are competing with Miami for the Coastal Division title. Maryland would become the seventh bowl-eligible with a win over Syracuse this coming Saturday. And, of course, Carolina hopes to get there as well. Let's talk high school football. The high school football season is winding to a close. One team has really stood out among the rest. The Orange High School Panthers will be playing for an undefeated season tomorrow night when they face conference foe Southern Durham. It's not going to be easy. WCHL's Matt Oakes has the story.
Orange High School has been quietly going about their business this season. As quietly as a dominant, undefeated powerhouse can be, or as quietly as a unit that has outscored its opponents 422-85 can possibly be. But now, here they are. The Orange Crush Panthers are on the doorstep of perfection. If they defeat 8-2 Southern Durham Friday night, head coach Pat Moser's boys will have run the gauntlet and completed a perfect regular season of play at 11-0. But Coach Moser says around the locker room they really haven't been talking about the shot at an undefeated campaign. They just take it one step at a time.
There's been really no talk of it amongst the team. We haven't brought it up as a staff.
Coach Moser says some of the old-timers around the school have reminded him the last time Orange had a run like this back in the 70s. Their one blemish on the schedule came to a familiar opponent, Southern Durham. So you can bet Orange is fully engaged for the battle that lies ahead under the lights Friday night.
It's important, and we want to do it, but at the same time, Southern Durham is a top-notch state contender, and we're going to have to play well.
Last week's opponent for the Panthers, Cardinal Gibbons, reminds Coach Moser a lot of Southern Durham and the explosive offensive challenge his team will face. Coach Moser says he will be hoping for a similar defensive solution to cap off the regular season. The score was tied at 28 last week before some halftime adjustments inspired Orange to deliver a second-half shutout, leaving no doubt of their dominance.
Well, very similar to Cardinal Gibbons. The only difference, really, they have quarterbacks that can move, that can scramble, and they both can deliver the ball deep. Their offenses are explosive and can score quick. They got big play capability.
Everyone can follow along as Orange aims for the undefeated season on Friday night, starting at 6 p.m. with the Grid with Matt and Matt pregame show on 97.9 FM WCHL, followed by live streaming of the big game on chapelboro.com. You can read this story, hear my full interview with head coach Pat Moser, and follow all the latest on high school football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Now a word about the NFL's Carolina Panthers. John Madden gave Panthers coach Ron Rivera some advice during the offseason. He says, you need to reduce the wear and tear on Cam Newton's body. Rivera says he sought out and met Madden in California, and the Hall of Fame coach, quoting here, was a little concerned about us giving the ball a little too much to the quarterback. Rivera has taken that advice to heart. Newton's on pace to carry the ball 110 times, down from an average of 128 over his first two NFL seasons. But while Newton is carrying less, the Panthers are winning more. They're 5-3 now. Rivera says it's a good thing that Newton's rushing numbers are down a little, adding that we want to limit his exposure in light of what has happened to RG3 in the past. That, of course, a reference to Robert Griffin III of the Washington Redskins. And in field hockey, the third-ranked UNC field hockey team, currently 14-4 in the season, 3-3 in ACC play, begins action in the ACC tournament today against Wake Forest. That's this afternoon at 3. Last time out, the Tar Heels fell to number 2 Syracuse, 1-0. All four of Carolina's losses this season have been by a single goal. Three Tar Heels were named to the All-ACC field hockey team on Wednesday. Charlotte Craddock, Nina Notman, and Emily Wold were voted on the team by the league's coaches. Carolina's game against the Demon Deacons today can be viewed on the Internet on ESPN3. You can read the story on our website, chapelboro.com. WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Bryn Renner has handled his unusual career at Carolina with a lot of class. This is Art Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. As a freshman sitting out the season in 2009, Bryn Renner was a wide-eyed 18-year-old watching the Butch Davis juggernaut get better and better and probably thinking about how he could help the team when he started playing. As a redshirt freshman during the controversy-torn 2010 season, Renner got into three games briefly and actually played a lot more for the UNC baseball team. T.J. Yates was winding up his record-breaking career, and Davis and his staff wanted to squeeze as much out of that season by playing only Yates. The 2011 campaign was under interim coach Everett Withers, and Renner was in his third straight distinctly different scenario. This was as a starting quarterback leading a team that had an NCAA probation hanging over its head. He still led the Tar Heels to a bowl bid while beginning to set passing records in his first full year at the controls. When Larry Fedora arrived, Renner was the incumbent quarterback, and he worked hard to adjust his pro-style game to the fast-paced run-and-shoot offense of the new coach. He did remarkably well in leading the team to an 8-4 season, but sat home with everyone else due to a bowl ban they all had nothing to do with. This season was to be Renner's finest and catapult him toward an NFL career. But with five players gone to the pros, among them Gio Bernard, and a young defense that couldn't get off the field, Carolina struggled on offense to run the ball and put up enough points to outscore the opponent. Injured against East Carolina, Renner sat out the Virginia Tech game and then found himself splitting time with sophomore heir apparent Marquise Williams. By all accounts, he accepted it like a true teammate and actually had three of his best games against Miami, Boston College, and NC State before the shoulder injury ended his college career. He finishes as the most accurate passer in UNC history, the most pass-efficient in ACC history. He ranks near the top among all Carolina quarterbacks in TD passes, completions, and total yards. A great career is an understatement. And while Renner will be remembered for the gaudy numbers, he must also be saluted for putting them up through four distinctly different seasons and doing so with amazing aplomb. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Dana, time for your eye appointment.
Oh, good. While we're at the mall, I want new jeans.
We're not going to the mall. We're going to UNC Eye Care Center.
But will they have cool frames?
Where we can get all your ophthalmology needs taken care of at one time in one place.
But will they have cool frames?
They've even moved to a more convenient location, right off Highway 54.
But will...
And yes, they have cool frames.
UNC Eye Care Center. Specialties include pediatrics, neuro-ophthalmology, glaucoma, cataracts, and oculoplastics. Now located at 2226 Nelson Highway. UNCI.org.
Cater your next special event anywhere in the Triangle and beyond with award-winning Dickey's Barbecue Pit. We will customize for weddings, rehearsal dinners, family reunions, graduations, and more. Simple or fancy, from boxed lunches, pickup buffets, through full-service catering. Talk to us, your catering experts. Big or small, we can do it all. With 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides, you will have a special event that is tasty and affordable. Dickey's, located in Durham, off Mount Moriah Road, also in Cary and downtown Raleigh.
Hi, this is Sean Sloan, owner of Twig. How many household products save you money, simplify your life, and reduce your impact on the environment? SodaStream home soda makers turn water into soda in seconds and save the environment with less waste from cans and bottles. At Twig, we offer SodaStream home soda makers, flavors, and exchange carbonators. Twig on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods, your convenience source for everything SodaStream.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Buns, Burgers, and Fries. It's half off $22 worth of single patty burgers available until midnight for $11. Experience firsthand why Buns is able to snag the title of best burger in Orange County. Buns pride themselves in providing the freshest meat and vegetables for their daily handcrafted burgers. And with today's deal, you get four freshly made single patty burgers for half the regular price. It's half off from Buns. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 7:30. We have 57 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Really warm this morning compared to usual. 20% chance of showers in the afternoon. High today in the middle 60s. This forecast being brought to you by your friends at the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. One of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. It has excellent executive chef James Clark, a very talented culinary team there. And Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. As I said, nice day today. High in the middle 60s. Tonight, clear and and cooler, low all the way down to about 35. Tomorrow, we'll look at sunshine with a high in the middle 50s. And then tomorrow night, clear and very cold with a low all the way down to 30. Could be sub-freezing temperatures tomorrow night. And then for your weekend, especially on Saturday, really nice, high in the upper 50s, great football weather, no question about it.
97.9 FM, WCHL, is Chapel Hill Carborough's newest talk and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24-7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
Goes public today.
It was a story of a company that had changed the world. It's changed everything from religion to politics. It's everything.
Says New York Times tech guy Nick Bilton. Wait a minute, says Larry Magid, tech guy with CBS and CNET.
Twitter is not only not profitable, it loses money. And it has other challenges, including a relatively complicated user interface and a fairly slow growth rate.
New York Times' Nick Bilton agrees.
What Twitter's big problem is growth. Right now they have 225 million users, and in comparison, Facebook has 1.2 billion.
But Fortune magazine managing editor Andy Serwer told CBS this morning,
the Twitter folks have learned from the mistakes of the Facebook IPO a year and a half ago, and so I would look for this initial public offering to do well this morning. The stock will probably trade up.
Investment analyst Adam Grossman says some funds managers may buy Twitter today and sell within hours, making a profit.
For clients who have a longer-term perspective, we don't feel right now that it's a prudent investment.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
57 degrees, 732 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. The first round of North Carolina's Common Core Standard scores are scheduled to be released later this morning, with the understanding that the numbers aren't looking good. Test scores were originally scheduled to be released in October, but instead the Department of Public Instruction discussed the benchmark for passing scores. State officials considered whether to lower the initial passing scores to allow a chance to ease into the new system, but instead stuck with numbers that have many worried. The new standards are designed to give the students more depth in their education. Rather than learning a large amount of topics, they're now supposed to be learning more about fewer topics. The 2012-2013 school year is being thought of as a transition year, since there isn't other information with which to compare the new numbers. Stay tuned at WCHL and also check on our website, chapelborough.com, for the release of the test results. The state says it expects to release those numbers at about 11 a.m. Chapel Hill Carborough school board members will discuss overcrowding at Glenwood Elementary when the board meets tonight. The popularity of the school's Mandarin dual language program, along with greater than expected growth in the attendance zone, means school officials will need to consider what to do to alleviate overcrowding. Administrators say the school board should discuss spot redistricting, as well as the possibility of creating a Spanish and Mandarin dual language magnet at one of the district's other elementary schools. The board will also discuss a plan to ask the General Assembly for local control of what goes on a student transcript. Currently, the inclusion of class rank in a transcript is mandated by the state, but school officials say pressure to maintain high rankings is causing students undue stress, as universities and colleges are increasingly looking to other measures of academic achievement and putting less emphasis on class ranking. The school board meeting starts at 7 o'clock tonight. The meeting has been relocated to the Smith Middle School Auditorium on Sewell School Road. Orange and Chatham County's District Attorney Jim Woodall says the final two indictments in the Unified Athlete Agents Act case could be unsealed by the end of this week, probably tomorrow. Three people have already been charged with the nation's first charges pertaining to the UAAA, including UNC tutor Jennifer Wiley Thompson and Georgia-based real estate agent Patrick Jones and sports agent Terry Watson. Watson is facing 13 felony counts in violation of the UAAA and one count of obstructing justice, according to court documents unsealed in early October. Jones is thought to have been a runner for Watson, while charges against Jennifer Wiley Thompson focus on money, plane tickets, and hotel rooms she allegedly passed on from Watson to former UNC football player Greg Little. To see the full stories about Watson, Jones, and Thompson, we have a variety of stories, a variety of audio cuts as well. You can view this story on our website at chapelborough.com. Two incumbents and two challengers emerged victorious on Tuesday night in the race for the Chapel Hill Town Council. WCHL's Rachel Nash spoke with other council hopefuls who came up short. to see what their plans might be in the coming years.
I won't be no longer involved with Chapel Hill Town politics. I'm officially resigning from it. I'm going to be the 98% that couldn't care less about Chapel. I'm becoming one of that percentage.
That's Gary Kahn. The Southern Village resident was frank about his disappointment over the loss. Kahn came in last place out of 9 candidates with just more than 1.2% of the votes.
I'd like to thank the 210 people who voted for me. I probably know at least 6 of them. Too bad I didn't get the financial support that I wanted.
Incumbents Sally Green and Ed Harrison were reelected, with George Cianciolo and Maria Palmer claiming the 2 open seats. Lauren Hintz, who came in 6th place with about 8.5% of the votes, joined Kahn and many other council candidates at Vimla's Curry Blossom Cafe Tuesday night to watch the poll results roll in.
Well, I'm disappointed I didn't win. I had hopes. I've enjoyed a lot of people telling me I should run in 2 years, and also I talked to a lot of people who supported me and appreciate that.
As past chair of the Transportation Board and involvement with numerous other boards, Hintz has been active in town politics. He said he hoped the council would continue its efforts in youth outreach and also work to maintain the environmental protection provisions in the town's land use management ordinance. And as to whether he would run again...
I don't know. I mean, it would probably depend upon how many incumbents run for re-election. That's probably the biggest issue, is how many incumbents are going to run for re-election, because it makes a big difference.
To see the full rundown of election results from the various races in Orange County, you can check out the Election Central page on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Today's going to be a big day for Greg Meyer of Chapel Hill. Newly appointed State House Representative Meyer will take his oath of office later today. State Senator Valerie Fruchy, who also lives here in Chapel Hill, she was the last to hold the position, will swear him in. Meyer takes Fruchy's place, representing House District 50, which covers most of rural Orange and northern Durham counties. He was appointed by a committee of Democratic Party officials in October. Fruchy herself went through a similar process when she was appointed in September to fill the North Carolina Senate District 23 seat left vacant by the resignation of Ellie Kinnaird. Meyer's swearing-in ceremony will take place today, 6:30 p.m., at the historic courthouse in Hillsborough. WCHL's Rachel Nash will be there to speak with Meyer. You can tune in to the Friday morning news tomorrow for a full recap. WCHL News Time, 7:38. I'm Rod Stutz. He is Rand Northam. Ladies and gentlemen, working hard, a veritable whirling dervish back there in the newsroom this morning. And also following a lot of stuff that's happening on chapelboro.com and putting a lot of stuff on chapelboro.com.
I feel very whirling and slightly dervish as well.
Yeah. Well, I never thought of describing you in that way, but even 2 seconds before I said it, I didn't think about it. So I have no idea why I said that, but anyway.
I'll take it.
I want to challenge everybody to compete with Rand and me and everybody else at WCHL and chapelboro.com. In the college football season pick'em contest, we're kind of coming down to the home stretch here. And even if you haven't done it all along during the season, you can do it now. You can do it just on a one-week basis.
You close your eyes and pick, and you can probably do better than Ron and I.
Exactly right. Yeah, as I said before, I'm going to start picking on the basis of the color of uniforms.
Yeah.
Which I prefer, you know. Yeah.
I'm going to flip a coin.
I'd be more
home
successful.
Team gets heads, away team gets tails. I'm just going to flip a coin.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's probably about as successful as I've been this year. I started out slowly and just gradually lost speed.
You did well last week. I'll give you that.
Yeah, well.
8
out
of 10.
Too little, too late.
Yeah.
But at any rate, I am near the bottom, but thank goodness for Anthony Weldon.
That's right. Holding down the fort.
Otherwise, I would be at the bottom of the rankings here.
Right.
But seriously, anybody can compete in this. With Virginia coming to town, it's kind of an exciting week for football. It's homecoming for Carolina. And the Tar Heels looking for their 3rd consecutive win. Can you pick the score and win a prize? You get an opportunity to pick the final score of that game.
That's right.
That's used as a tiebreaker if we need it. Visit chapelboro.com/huddleup to play the game.
Well, we've got that and much more on our website. In our lifestyle section, our new shortlist is up. We want to know the best place for a microbrew. And I know there's plenty of places around here.
We've got a lot of good ones.
Yes, definitely. So we want to know what you think is the best one. Visit our website in the lifestyle section and look at the short list. Make your votes and then make your picks, and then you can place your votes of those picks coming up starting next week. Mm-hmm. In our column section, Dr. Tina LePage is back with a new parenting page called Parenting Imagination versus Reality. So I imagine there's a lot of great comments about that, because you can certainly think one way and probably see something totally different. I'm not speaking as a parent. I know nothing about parenting other than our two little fluffy children, but you know, the what you think is going to happen and what really happens, I'm sure, are very different.
Yeah, there's a lot of disparity between those two things, I can tell you, having been a parent.
The imagination versus reality, or real children versus fluffy children?
Oh, I don't know about the fluffy children part, but imagination versus reality. I mean, my youngest is 22 now, so you know, I'm kind of past that. But at the same time, you know, it's not what you think it's going to be.
That's right.
But it's wonderful. Let me just say that. Wouldn't trade it for anything.
Definitely. Also, we invite you to visit our calendar page. Lots of great events going on in and around Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Orange County. Lots more than we can even get to this morning on our website, chapelboro.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
If we just had a couple hours, we might be able to touch the surface.
Maybe. Just maybe.
Yeah. So many photo galleries on there, too. You can go there and see basically what's happening in the community and who's doing it.
Susan Murray and her triplets.
I think we did manage to, we managed to clone her several months ago.
Yes, we did.
She's doing a pretty good job.
That's right.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
It's 7:42 at WCHL, 57 degrees in Chapel Hill, relatively warm this morning compared to what we've been experiencing. We'll have a look at your traffic and weather together coming up in just a few minutes. Coming up next on WCHL, Wes Hare, that wascally rabbit, has today's commentary.
Life is full of reasons to celebrate. Graduation, retirements, baby showers, anniversaries, weddings. Oh, the list goes on and on. For all these wonderful occasions, there are parties with dancing, laughing, sharing, and eating. The Chapel Hill Restaurant Group now offers catering services for any and all special occasions. For more information about catering services offered by the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group, call 941-1630. That's 941-1630.
Most Americans are not aware that a child is born every 30 minutes with a lysosomal storage disease, one of them being MPS. Children are diagnosed each day and suffer physical pain before they lose their battle. On Saturday, November 16th at 9 a.m. at Bond Park in Cary, the National MPS Society is hosting the Walk for a Cure for MPS and related diseases. Every single dollar raised is directed toward research. Help us in the fight against rare diseases. For more information on how to participate or make a donation, please visit MPSRunNC.com.
Experience the power of the fiery young Johannes Brahms. Internationally acclaimed pianist Ole Mustonen joins the North Carolina Symphony under the direction of Grant Llewellyn for Brahms' impassioned first piano concerto. Sunday, November 17th at 7:30 at Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall, feel the power, the intensity of Brahms' first piano concerto with your North Carolina Symphony. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com or call 919-733-2750. Also at ncsymphony.org.
This is Roy Williams, and thanks, Ron Stutz. You've done a great job of waking everybody up in Chapel Hill and Carrboro for 35 years. After you wake them up, you've probably put them to sleep again, but congratulations.
Well, thank you, Coach. Nice tie, buddy. It is 7:44 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wes Hare. For several years, Justice United has been active with an affordable housing action team. This is a focus on affordable housing and Section 8 apartment complexes. Now Justice United is working to develop a countywide tenants' bill of rights with the help of Empowerment and the Orange County Human Rights Commission. Chapel Hill and Carrboro have many housing apartments which provide housing for thousands. These families can be seen as the working and low-income rents of our communities as well as students at UNC. Affordable housing means homes which we believe and hope can allow lower-income workers working families to make their rent. Section 8 under U.S. HUD means rental rates no more than 30% of a family's monthly income. HUD requires rights as tenants if they know how to exercise them without fear of reprisal. One, the right to live in decent, safe, sanitary space free from environmental hazards, lead paint, and bugs. Two, the right to have repairs, timely made, and quality maintenance. Three, reasonable notice of any non-emergency inspection or entry. Affordable housing apartment rentals are not under HUD legal protections, and renters may not know how to secure their basic rights in their home place. If you are curious, interested in safe and fair housing in Orange County, and want to get involved, contact Empowerment, Dolores Bailey, or Justice United, Tish Galoo, or visit their website for how to get involved, justiceunited.org and empowerment.org. Fear, uncertainty, and legal status are all factors in securing a home place, and justice may require organized and informed tenants. Help, y'all. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Hi, I'm Drew Moore, chef, owner of Venable Rotisserie Bistro in historic Carmel. I've cooked in fine dining restaurants in New York, Boston, and Italy. When I opened Venable, I wanted to bring those flavors with me, but serve them in a comfortable and relaxed atmosphere. That's what makes Venable the perfect lunch spot. Delicious salads, sandwiches, and bistro fare with twists on familiar items, such as our signature chicken pot pie. Visit Venable to taste what I'm talking about.
Serving lunch and dinner with brunch Saturday and Sunday. Reservations available at VenableBistro.com.
Hi, this is Rick Steinbacher. If you're hungry for nostalgia and food, Chapel Hill has the edge on all others. You can visit Sutton's Drugstore. It's a living museum in all the best ways. And if your photo makes it to the wall there, your life's work is done. There's Four Corners, a classic bar and grill serving sandwiches named for legendary Tar Heels like the Fabulous Phil and the Slammin' Sam. Chapel Hill, an edgy community that bleeds Carolina blue.
Explore, taste, tune in. Experience the edge of the triangle here in your own backyard.
One in five Americans will develop skin cancer in their lifetime. Central Dermatology Center treats cancers where it is important to conserve tissue and high-risk areas such as the ears, face, hands, and feet. Mohs micrographic surgery is a highly effective technique and can be covered by most insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE. Dr. Beth Goldstein has been specializing in Mohs surgery since 2008. If you're concerned about a non-healing spot or a changing mole, make an appointment at Central Dermatology Center. Find out more at centralderm.net.
Chapel Hill is where economic development is Commerce Plus. And now you can keep up and join the conversation on Twitter by searching for hashtag Commerce Plus. You'll find your neighbors and town staff talking and sharing about economic development, trends, local news, and much more. Be inspired, be educated, be in the know. Follow us on Twitter at CHEconDEV or search hashtag Commerce Plus. To find out more, visit opentobusiness.biz.
Good morning. It is 7:48 at WCHL with 58 degrees in Chapel Hill. And this traffic report is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. They've been there forever. Berkeley Grimble is the guy you need to see with an engagement ring or maybe that custom piece you've been dreaming of for years. Go ahead and make it a reality. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Grimble's is Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. Go see him today. Now, with your morning traffic on WCHL, here we go with Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Not a bad day to start things off so far. 15-501, still seeing a few delays northbound and southbound between NC 86, that's Columbia, and NC 54, or Raleigh Road. NC 54 eastbound and westbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40, seeing some delays right now as well. And we've got an accident at the intersection of, this is going to be right around the South Point area, Fayetteville Road, Highway 54 at I-40, a major accident, and it's causing problems. This is actually off of I-40, but it's causing problems on NC 54 heading southbound. So that's certainly an area, it's on Fayetteville Road heading southbound, but right at NC 54. It's also causing some delays on NC 54 heading westbound right now as well. So be on the lookout as you travel in that area. Again, that's Fayetteville Road and NC 54 just off of I-40. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL Clean Joke of the Day and today's WCHL Hometown Hero all coming up on WCHL. Your Chapel Hill cover of weather is brought to you this morning by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, which can host private parties on a patio with special indoor-outdoor capabilities. Guests can lounge and enjoy their favorite dishes crafted to order by the Tobacco Road Chef, Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54 in Chapel Hill. Go visit them today. You'll see what I'm talking about. It is now 59 degrees in Chapel Hill. A lot of clouds today. 20% chance of showers in the afternoon. High today about 65. Nice day. Tonight clear, much cooler with a low down to 35. Tomorrow sunny with a high in the middle 50s. Tomorrow night, clear, cold, low, around 30. If you still have any plants outside that you want to get in, you might want to do it before tomorrow night and keep them covered. I'm also concerned about Wayne Pond being outside with no hat on. This is no covering up there otherwise on top of his head. Wayne, cold weather on the way, buddy. You ready for it?
Hey, careful there. I'll start talking about those peculiar plants that you bring in to keep out of the cold.
you know nothing.
Take a deep breath. All right. Hey, Ron, I got a dandy for you this morning. The word of the day, here we go. Quick, simple, sweet, beautiful, brief, easy to spell.
Right.
Easy to memorize, right?
Sounds like my kind of word.
E-T-A. What?
Sounds like my kind of word.
It's your kind of word. Every word is your kind of word. Z-E-T-A, there is your word of the day, Zeta. Z-E-T-A. It is a noun.
Uh-huh.
Tell me the definition of the word of the day, Ron. What is Zeta?
Well, it's a type of video that people don't use anymore.
All right, well, let's get real here. Let's return to the realm of linguistic reality. It's the sixth letter of the Greek alphabet, Zeta.
Uh-huh.
Zeta. And in astronomy, it is the sixth star in a constellation, the one that you visit in your dreams every night, you know?
Uh-huh.
When you travel to planet Don Imus, you and your little spaceship.
Sixth star in the what?
It is. In astronomy, Zeta means the sixth star in a given constellation.
Oh, okay.
You got it?
Yeah, in the constellation of Wayne Pond, it's the sixth ripple in Wayne Pond.
There it is.
When you throw a rock out there.
Z-E-T-A. There is your word of the day. Zeta. Ron, behave yourself. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Okay, buddy. Wayne Pond with the word of the day on WCHL is brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. And if you could do all that, tell me what the word is, spell it correctly, and define it. And if you can do all that before anybody else does, you can get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Morning, it is 7:53. All right, here we go again, ladies and gentlemen. Same old thing, same old every day. Different day, different joke.
Same time, same place, same people.
Same bat channel. Never get boring.
Never gets old.
Never gets old.
That's right, never gets old.
Lauren Stafford, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
The South African Flash.
I feel like I need a little sound bite that goes along with that. We'll have to look that up.
I have to look up some South African percussion music or something.
Be drumming.
Yeah.
You know, they
there
got
you go.
Drums going on.
You do march to the beat of a different drummer.
It's very true.
But then so do I.
We all do.
They're far different beats.
I feel like that's a prerequisite to work here.
Uh-huh.
You have to be just a little bit off. A little bit off. Not quite right. Close enough to do your job, but not quite right.
That's exactly right.
And on that note, another WCHL employee has a joke for us today.
Uh-oh.
Marissa did such a good job, I gave her another go.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Marissa's a little off, too, so she fits right in.
That's right. We're all a little off. All right. A piece of string walks into a cafe.
A piece of string?
A piece of string.
Okay. I won't get into that. I want to ask you how a piece of string walks.
All right.
But go ahead.
It's slithered. It's coiled into it. Whatever word you want to use. Whatever verb. The attendant says they won't serve him. He's a string. The string goes out and ties himself up.
Uh-huh.
The string walks back into the cafe and the attendant says, "Didn't I tell you I would not serve a piece of string?" The string replies, "But sir, no, I'm afraid not." Uh, I could see you were wondering. You were looking concerned about where this is going.
But now I'm at the end of my rope.
Oh! My goodness, you're sharp for this time in the morning. Good for you, Ron.
Hey, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We'll talk to you later on.
Indeed.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Sean Sloan has an eco-friendly store in Chapel Hill called Twig with one simple philosophy. Everything Sean sells is as easy on the environment as possible. All Sean's products are eco-friendly and many are fair trade as well.
We started Twig about 5.5 years ago with the idea that people would like products or goods that are sustainable, that are good for the environment. And so we have an eclectic mix of products that are good quality, something for kids, some fashions, some new age, healthy living kind of good.
Sean calls it his green mission and culture. He says he always wanted to have a genuine and meaningful commitment to the concept of sustainability. That's why he first got into the business of offering SodaStream machines.
And it's fresh, it's convenient, you don't have to lug the bottles. And it really makes sense as far as the environment goes, because you're not wasting all the disposable bottles, you're not paying for the water to be transported from whatever country it's coming from, spring it's coming from. So it really makes a lot of sense, and people are recognizing that.
Sean says it's a constant effort to learn every day what's eco-friendly and why. He thinks it's important to be very knowledgeable about everything he carries. Sean says it's about more than just selling stuff. It is a business, of course, but he says Twig is more than just that.
We're an eco-friendly shop with a lot of variety. If you haven't checked us out, we are local and one of a kind, so we think you'd enjoy it. It's worth just at least visiting and saying hello. And I would say, once on a personal note, I would say work for peace and justice. And we really are happy that we're part of the Chapel Hill community.
According to Sean Sloan, you can feel good in knowing that what you buy at Twig makes a difference and is serving the greater good. Sean is also big on supporting others in our community, holding fundraisers for local nonprofit organizations, and continuing to do his best to educate the community about sustainable and responsible living, and also about local and global affairs. He says it's important to work with other people and other businesses in our community so that we all thrive. Sean Sloan, thank you for all that you do.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Your Tar Heel football team is at home in Chapel Hill this Saturday. Not only that, but it's homecoming weekend at Carolina. It's USC versus the Virginia Cavaliers Saturday at 12:30, with all kinds of fun activities before the game as well. Join Coach Larry Fedora and the team for the victory walk starting at 10 a.m. And at Tar Heel Town, right next to Keenan Stadium, just the Coastline Band drumming live, and all kinds of fun for the whole family. Tickets for the game are still available at GoHeels.com. Carolina versus Virginia Saturday. Enjoy the Carolina game day experience.
UNC Family Medicine is proud to announce the grand opening of a new Saturday morning sports injury clinic to treat your acute injuries. UNC Family Medicine will treat everything from casting to ultrasounds to x-rays, as well as provide surgical consults and concussion evaluations. And you can walk in without an appointment from 8 to 10 a.m. The Saturday Morning Sports Clinic at UNC Family Medicine. Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Buns, Burgers, and Fries. It's half off $22 worth of single patty burgers available until midnight for $11. Experience firsthand why Buns is able to snag the title of Best Burger in Orange County. Buns pride themselves in providing the freshest meat and vegetables for their daily handcrafted burgers. And with today's deal, you get 4 freshly made single patty burgers for half the regular price. It's half off from Buns. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
You know, you win tickets to the Carolina football game on Saturday against Virginia. It's homecoming. All you have to do is go to WCHL's Facebook page and register to win. And don't forget to experience Tar Heel Town at
Bell Tower Park, right next to Keenan Stadium, right before the game. 59 degrees in Chapel Hill. A lot of clouds today, but only a 20% chance of showers in the afternoon. High today about 65. Low tonight all the way down to 35. Low tomorrow night about 30.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the web at opentobusiness.com.